This is CICK News. On Monday, March 10th, MASH, a nonprofit society operating mainly in the Hazeltons, held their AGM at the Kispiox River Lodge to share news of their successes in 2024 and to announce a new program and partnership with two regional districts. MASH's executive director, Lori Gallant, is on the news today, positively buzzing with excitement about how she and the MASH crew will tackle the issue of much-needed livestock services in the Skeena region with savvy business, tech, and training solutions.
Hi, I'm Lori Gallant, and I am the executive director for MASH, which stands for Making Agriculture Sustainable in the Hazeltons.
So MASH celebrated local climate and food security actions with an AGM on March 10th. And so I was wondering if we could start, if you would actually highlight some of the successes that you shared at that meeting.
Yeah, great. It was our 8th AGM, so that's one milestone right there. We've been around for 8 years, offering community apple pressing services every year. Last year, we hit our highest mark ever of 1,000 liters pressed. And in 2024, we also introduced our first ever community composting pilot project, which was an amazing experience. It only ran for 5 months, but we were focused on restaurants and other food services like the hospital prep in the cafeteria and bakery and the coffee roasters. We diverted 7,400 kilograms of food scraps.
Yeah.
And like that's just never been done before. And there was a lot of learning. Like we had to find a site. We built it from scratch. We submitted our letter of notification to the Ministry of Environment, which meant we had to have a training program, a leachate management plan, an odor management plan, all the things to make it environmentally sound. We designed our very own composting boxes that were totally unique. We had a custom design electric bear fence to keep out the critters. We had a fantastic community engagement program. Every month we had an open house and barbecue that we were open there. Wow. And then we wrapped it all up with a pumpkin smashing event, which included a slip and slide into pumpkin mush at the end of it. All these little kids just covered in pumpkin squash. Yeah. And then another highlight last year was we grew our equipment lending library. It has to do with food security. So last year we added to it a chicken plucker. And because the abattoir just closed last year and then the new owners took it over and they decided they're not actually processing poultry anymore, we understood that people would be doing a little bit more DIY. This kind of equipment's expensive and there are a lot of older poultry pluckers circulating around, but they don't do as great a job as the one that we bought with a grant from the credit union. MASH is partnering up with the regional district of Buckley-Nechako and the regional district of Kitimat-Stikine on an agricultural project to address livestock services. There's so many farmers in the area now raising livestock, trying to keep it local. And there is a theory that we have that there's a gap in being able to meet the demand for these services. So what we want to do is drill down and get to the bottom of that and identify some potential solutions and map out like a 5-year sustainability plan, supporting policies and programs and infrastructure. And MASH in particular is we're going to create ready to go business plans that anybody can use.
And I just want to be clear in that I'm understanding that you're talking about a business plan for someone not just to open an abattoir, but to work with getting rid of the waste that's associated with an abattoir?
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because what MASH is really interested in right now is creating like a sustainable food system, like all the parts in it. So we started with composting, and the business plans will be based on the solutions that are discovered as we do our gap analysis.
Yeah. On March 10th and 11th, there was a composting convergence. So this is highlighting success stories and case studies from Haida Gwaii to Williams Lake, perhaps beyond. You can speak to that. But what were some of your takeaways or MASH's takeaways from that conference?
Usually community composting too, this was my takeaway, is driven by a food security motive. Yeah. It's not necessarily about reducing waste going to the landfill. It's about producing like a high quality compost that we can grow food in. I know that like in our area here, every regional district's 2 or 3 years away from having like a central composting facility.
Yeah.
So I say, I don't want to wait that long.
Yeah. It seems too that what's happening is that
MASH is becoming central to an ecosystem that's supposed to connect communities. So to begin with, I think it was trying to deal with a very localized issue of not having a composting facility. Do you feel like the rate of growth that you can sustain and match the needs that you're feeling are being voiced in the community here?
Oh, thanks for asking. As I was engaging the participants in the conference that MASH organized, I'm also listening to see who's looking for work and which programs are in extra need of support.
Yeah.
I think it's only sustainable if we can find qualified people to work with me. Yeah. And that's why MASH also introduced another pilot project over the holidays. We came up with this idea, and it's business coaching for food-centered businesses. And tech support is what MASH is trying to get at.
So I've covered stories, composting actually, like specific composting stories from Old Masset Village
with
Council to Burns Lake pilot program, their food cycler program that
yes.
The town of Burns Lake, they had tried out because they were trying to address why is our community basically not composting and how
right.
can we get people involved
right.
before we can actually make
right.
changes throughout our entire district.
Right.
So two of the categories that these programs seem to try to address were ease for
yeah.
people, for
yeah.
families, let's say.
Access.
And buy-in.
Yeah.
So are you working to help change minds about the ease of composting, but at a larger scale? Or where do you feel like, what do you feel like MASH is really addressing as far as community concerns about composting?
Because two of the sessions that MASH was leading at the Community Composting Convergence were about systems change. And what we were finding is that, yeah, like people are just like so busy, they're overwhelmed, they're confused about what you can compost.
Mm-hmm.
So our new group, we are actually thinking of focusing more on the final product and whether or not it's safe to use. And we had a whole technical session at the conference about that
yeah.
and why it's important. E. coli is one of the most dangerous components of finished compost. And usually you still get some of that in there if it hasn't cured for long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually just time. But I feel like going with the low-hanging fruit is going to be our way forward. And for my community in the Hazeltons, it was the restaurants. They were so flippin' happy that we started collecting from them. I have a few Chinese food restaurants in my community, and they're all participating. We pick up 4 buckets every other day
yeah.
from them of food scraps.
Mm-hmm.
They are by far our largest contributor. And they don't have an economic incentive to do that because the way that their garbage is collected, it's a flat rate. That's one of the low-hanging fruits, too, is like people need to feel good these days because there's so much to feel bad about.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving them that as well.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing all of this and for all of the work that you're doing. We did an interview, it might have been even 2 years ago, like in 2023 maybe, but it's been really fun watching this grow, and thank you so much for sharing with me.
Thanks, Pam. Yeah, it's really cool. Like, it's not just apple pressing anymore.
Yeah. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.